Shelby Materials kickoff. Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts. And it'll be Swingle to kick off for Mount Vernon. Ball's in the air, and it's going to go into the end zone, and that'll be a touchback. Shelbyville will start out at the 25-yard line.
Thought for a minute there that ball was going to die at the one.
Yeah. Merritt was right there to pick it up, and I think he would have been able to, but Shelbyville gets a good roll. It goes into the end zone, and they will have the ball, looks like, at the 20. That's where they'll start their first offensive possession of the night. Again, Shelbyville comes in 1-6. Mount Vernon comes in 4-2. And it is Stevens with the snap. Gives it to Merritt along across the right side. Gang tackled by Mount Vernon. And he picks up 4 on that carry off right tackle. Second down, looks like they'll give him, well, the board, there we go. Board said 5, they gave him 4. Second down and 6 now for the Bears. Just underway here from Mount Vernon. Snap, again, give to Merritt, this time off the left side. Breaks one tackle, and then Mount Vernon all over him to bring him down, and that'll bring up third down. We'll see where they spot it. Looks like it's going to be the 27, and that'll bring up 3rd and 3.
For Shelbyville, you have to convert this here. You're in 3rd and short. Got to establish some kind of offense immediately in this game.
And that's been a problem for Shelbyville, keeping their offense on the field for extended drives. Here's Merritt off the right side. Nowhere to go. Good pursuit by Mount Vernon to get through the block of the offensive line and bring Merritt down before he can pick up the first down, and that'll bring up 4th and 2, and it appears Shelbyville is debating on going for it. Boy, we've seen this before this year backfire on Shelbyville. This is deep in their own territory. We'll see here. 4th and 2, Bears, big decision already tonight. Stevens gives it to Merritt, and he tries to get off the right side, but he is not able to pick up that first down, and the Bears turn it over on downs to start this game. Merritt coming in, averaging about 4.5 yards per carry. Wasn't able to get that on that one, and Mount Vernon will take over with really good field position on their own 32-yard line.
It's easy to second guess from up here, but I would have liked to have seen them go to Wellman on a screen there.
Yeah, you'd ran it 3 times, unsuccessful. You got a few yards, but yeah, maybe a fake handoff and hit Wellman. But Mount Vernon now with possession, and see how quick they can strike here. Running back off the right side's got room, 20, 15, runs into his own guy and is dropped. And that's number 25, Rylan Cole. He might have got 4 or 5 more yards, but ran into his own player there.
Yeah, we credit Darrell Jackson with the tackle on that.
Yeah, Darrell Jackson, good call. Turn the lights on here in the press box so we can, well, maybe not all of them. There we go. Now we can see what we're doing up here as Mount Vernon has the ball. 1st and 10 on the 12. Hand off again to Cole, and he's going to be tackled at the 1. They're going to call him down at the 1. That was Rylan Cole again, the sophomore. And that was close to being tackled and falling down on the defender and maybe not even touching the ground, but they do call him down. Mount Vernon going with some up-tempo offense here. Quarterback under center. Hands to Cole again, and nobody touches him as he walks into the end zone, and Mount Vernon on top early here, 6-0.
Cole picking up right where he left off last week. Last week rushed for 19 times, 84 yards, and 2 trips to the end zone.
3 times off right tackle there, and Shelbyville defense unable to stop him. Really, like you said, the only guy that stopped him was his own teammate on that second carry. And here's Swingle. We mentioned how prolific he is. He is now 19 of 20 as he bangs home the extra point. And the Marauders quickly, just like last week, Newpal scored within the first 13 seconds. Well, not as quick this week because Shelbyville had the ball to start, but Mount Vernon quickly after the Bears turn it over on downs. Leads 7-0 with 9:37 to go, first quarter. Shelbyville football tonight being brought to you by CGS Services. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Also by Harvester Financial Credit Union, providing courteous, friendly, quality service to our members. Harvester Financial Credit Union. Mount Vernon will set up for their second kickoff of the night. And looks like kicker will go from the right hash here. Shelbyville moving right to left from our vantage point here as we face east here at Mount Vernon. Now, does Swingle do the kickoffs? Can you see a number there?
No, I can't.
Yeah, looks like he might. He gets it off a good one. Short kick this time. Fielded. Looks like Stevens with a field, and he gets it up to about the 27-yard line. I'm not sure if that was Stevens or not. Yep, it was. Your quarterback's receiving kickoffs. That's when you know injuries have really mounted. Riley Stevens does a good job there to get the ball out to the 27, setting up Shelbyville first and 10.
It'll be a constant theme tonight, I'm sure, when the Golden Bears have the ball, but they got to try to establish something in first down, second down. Get a third and short again. Mount Vernon looks confused here.
Merritt lines up in the Wildcat. He takes it. He'll run it right up the middle. Has some room out to the 40. And a nice pickup. Looks like they'll give him the 39. 8 yards on the pickup, though. Brings us to a second and eight, or second and two. Very manageable here. And here's where the Bears have to pick this up right now. Not take it to third down.
That was something we saw them do in the pregame a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Merritt back in the Wildcat. Lone back in the backfield. He'll take it now. Fake left, takes it up to the right side, out across the 40. First down, Shelbyville. Nice run by Merritt. Good blocking up front by that line. The line's been pretty much intact most of the year. That's been the one consistent for these Bears is that offensive line. They did a nice job there, and here we go again with Merritt. He's got one guy, a fullback in there, number 5, Caleb Barrett, acting as another blocker. Stevens in motion. Merritt doesn't give it to him. Bounces off the right side and is met by a slew of Mount Vernon defenders, and they bring him down, and it looks like they will mark him with about a half a yard loss.
That's the only problem with the Wildcat is the defense knows what's coming, and this Mount Vernon defense has really picked up their play since the new pal game.
Yep. Well, we've talked to Coach Clevenger, and he said Merritt can throw it, so maybe look for something here once they establish that Wildcat, which they have. Maybe look for Merritt to throw out of it here soon. He won't this time. He'll take it straight up the middle. Has room across the 45, but is met right there. Forward progress will give him about 6 yards out across, about to the 46. Brings up third down and 5. Ball on the 46. Mount Vernon up 7-0 with about 7:45 to go first quarter here from Fortville. Good Mount Vernon crowd on hand tonight. Shelbyville, Willman still with Barrett in the backfield just in front of him. This time Merritt drops back the throw. Pressure coming. He tries to get away from him but can't do it. Sacked by Mount Vernon. Hard to see those numbers on those black uniforms. Boy, I can't make those numbers out, can you?
No, not at all.
Nope.
It's kind of a black on black with gold trim.
Looks like number 81, Max Burhan, the senior defensive lineman, will give him credit for that sack. Fourth and 11. Again, Bears going for it in their own territory. Well, nope, excuse me. Punting on the way. Marcelino with the punt, driving the return man back. Bears covered it good, but he got around three Bears defenders, finally tackled at the 34-yard line where Mount Vernon will have it first and 10. Shelbyville down 7-0. Luciano, excuse me, with the punt there. So Tim Clark must not be available again tonight. He was in a boot last week. And I don't see him on the sideline, although it's hard to see it all the way across the field. But Luciano did the punting on that one. And he's been good all year. Got a good punt away there. Just a good return by Mount Vernon. Quarterback now. Screen out to the right. Runner with some room. Gets around. Gets through three tackles. And drags the Shelbyville defender all the way to the 45. Braxton Tritipo. We mentioned his name earlier. 5'10 wide receiver. He's a senior. He caught the ball and got it upfield for a first down. Ball now in Bears territory at the 46.
Mount Vernon doing here on their second possession what they've done the last few weeks. Established a run early, used a run to set up the pass.
This time, handoff out to the left side. Another first down. Tackled out there by Jet Coles. Finally chases down Cole. But Rylan Cole right now is really having whatever he wants. Marauders driving again. 6:30 to go, first quarter, already up 7-0. Tyson Harley, the quarterback, number 12. He's in the pistol. Cole behind him, fake handoff. He's going to throw. He's got a receiver deep. Nice adjustment by the receiver. He got by Hayden Smith, who had decent coverage, but once that ball was in the air, Darrell Jackson, I think, came back, made an outstanding play, got in position, and a nice throw. 31 yards on the completion. Touchdown, Mount Vernon.
As nice as that throw was, that catch by Jackson was just as nice.
Yeah.
Jackson with a tackle and a touchdown so far tonight.
Yeah. Well, Jackson had to really adjust where he was on that ball. Made a nice adjustment. Swingle with another extra point, and Mount Vernon extends their lead to 14-0 here over the Bears. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Giant FM Sports.
Season almost over. Now it's time to have the lawn and garden equipment inspected. Time to change your oil and filter, change your fuel and air filter if necessary, and don't forget to sharpen the blades. Of your maintenance problems now, and next spring you'll be ready. Give Caning Equipment at Greenfield a call, 317-462-5585, and schedule your off-season mower inspection now, and you'll have peace of mind knowing your mower will be ready for spring when you are. Caning Equipment can service all makes and models. Caning Equipment is there for you.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Back here at Mount Vernon, and the Marauders up quick on Shelbyville, 14-0, 6:11 to go, first quarter. Mount Vernon with another kickoff from the right hash mark here. Shelbyville with Merritt and Miltz back about the 10-yard line, ready to receive. Low kickoff this time, picked up by Willman. He'll take it over here to the left side, tries to get around some defenders, does break through one tackle, and is tackled by a slew of defenders. But again, just good to see Dom Willman back out here. And like you said, Paul, be nice to see if Shelbyville can get the ball in his hands and just try to mix this up a little bit, not make it all about Matt Merritt here, because the Marauders are starting to figure that out.
Yeah, and quickly as well.
Yeah.
This is their third offensive possession. You haven't seen Willman catch a pass yet. Be nice to see it here. Shelbyville starting with the best field position that they've had so far.
Merritt in the backfield all alone. Willman to the near side here in front of the Mount Vernon sideline. Three receivers, top of the field. Merritt takes the snap. Drops back. He's going to throw again. He's looking at Willman, and Willman caught up with the defender. Ball was short anyways. Good defense there by Ashton Lewis, but really a bad throw by Merritt. Didn't even get downfield to where Willman was. But again, you like the play call, just poor execution there by Shelbyville.
We have a hold against Shelbyville as well.
So that'll back them up here. That was, they were originally on the 34. They'll mark that off, and now the ball will be placed at the 24-yard line. Check that. The 18-yard line, and that'll bring up first down and long. First and 26. Not the start to this third possession Shelbyville was looking for.
No, and I don't know if Stevens got hurt on their first drive or what, but would much rather see him. No, there he goes. Yeah, he's in motion.
He's in the game. He hasn't had a lot of success throwing the ball. So I think what Coach Clevenger's thinking is, let's get him the ball in other – he is an athlete. Let's get him the ball in other ways and get the ball in Merritt's hands as much as we can. And that's what the Bears seem to be doing so far. Short carry there, one-yard pickup, second and 25 on the 19.
Well, and this is what Newcastle did against Shelbyville in the monsoon that night. Barber didn't play much under center, and it was Bumbleow with the direct snap out of the Wildcat the entire night.
Here's Merritt on a direct snap, gets around the corner, has some room, breaks the tackle, and is out to the 35-yard line. Got most of those penalty yardage yards back, and that'll bring up third and about nine, depending upon where the spot is, right at the 35. So, yeah, third and nine. Shelbyville again right in that same place where they've come up short here on third down. This one's a big one if they want to stay in this game.
Yeah, you've had third and two, third and six, and now you're third and nine. And the last third down resulted in a sack.
Wellman, Dom Wellman had it coming across on a little screen coming through the middle. If he catches that, who knows? Nice pass by Merritt. Wellman on the drop. And another turnover on downs for Shelbyville. That's three in a row and sets up Mount Vernon in good field position in Bears territory at the 35-yard line. Tyson Harley, the senior quarterback, in the shotgun. They're going to punt on fourth down. I thought that was fourth down. Anyway, Luciano gets a good kick off, and the Bears will wait for it to stop at the 25, and Jet Coles is right there to touch it. And okay, so not a bad call there. Luciano, two good punts in a row. I guess I was looking at the board wrong. I thought they had fourth down up there. But the Bears get off a good punt. Now the defense really needs to come up with a stand here.
Yeah, they do. You can't afford to fall behind 21-0 here in a game where your offense really hasn't done much. Merritt, though, for as lackluster as the Golden Bears offense has been, Merritt's already up the 40 yards.
Yep. First and 10, Mount Vernon. Harley in the shotgun. Quick pass to number 81. Hunter Deaton, first Bear there on the tackle. That was completed to Max Burhin, 6'5", big target on the outside. He's another senior, an experienced group that Coach Kirshner has inherited here in his first year, and that's why you're starting to see the Marauders play better as the year goes on. Kirshner putting in his philosophy, getting these kids to buy in, and there's some talent on this field. Harley with a handoff this time, and the Bears snuffed that out. That was Rylan Cole again, nowhere going here, and that'll bring up second down, and I think he got about a yard. Second and nine, ball on the 37.
He did. Bryce Shelton and a host of Shelbyville Golden Bears in on the stop there.
Harley in the pistol this time. Cole behind him. Fake handoff to Cole. Harley looks downfield, has a receiver. Milt's on the tackle, but not before Mount Vernon picks up a first down as they hit Cam Cole, 6 foot junior. Nice throw and catch there for Mount Vernon.
That's a shame because Milt's defended that real well and had him just shy. Mm-hmm. The receiver was able to spin around and pick up the first down.
Harley looking to the sideline for the play, stays in the pistol with Cole behind him. Snap. Fake handoff to Cole. End around guy comes around. Gets the handoff. One tackle to break. He does, but the Bears, Hunter Deaton had him down.
Wow.
But couldn't bring him down. Braxton Tritipo on the end around runs it in from 48 yards. And that's another touchdown for Mount Vernon. A couple missed opportunities to bring him down, but a heck of a play call for Mount Vernon.
Huge play call for Mount Vernon. There was nobody there on that side. Deaton, though, had a chance to make a tackle there at about the two and just came up a little short.
Harley with the pistol, fake handoff to Cole, and Tritipo was coming around from the left side and had the whole right sideline to go, and He puts the Marauders up, and the extra point is missed. That's only the miss. That's only the second miss for Swingle on the year. He's 20 of 21 now. 20 of 22, excuse me. But Mount Vernon on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard leads the Bears 20 to nothing here from Fortville. We'll take a break. You're listening to Giant FM Sports.
Hi, I'm Blake Sanders from Santa Cruz. You may know we're the one dealer in Shelbyville that offers seven great brands all at one dealer. But did you know we're also the first place you should bring your vehicle for auto repair and body work? For complete service, call 392-2636 to schedule your next appointment. For your next Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, service, body shop, and parts all in downtown Shelbyville. SalemBrothers.com. Why go anywhere else?
This is high school football on Giant FM.
Back here at Mount Vernon, Shelbyville trails 20 to nothing. We're still in the first quarter. We've seen this most of the year. Shelbyville gets down big early, and we'll see how they rebound here. They need a long possession. Even if it results in a field goal, they need to give this defense a little bit of time to rest. Short kickoff caught, now reversed, and a backwards pass there tried by Hayden Smith to Miltz. Miltz mishandled it. Lucky for Shelbyville, though, it went straight out of bounds, and they'll get the ball to start about the 13-yard line. First and 10, Golden Bears. Three minutes, 6 seconds to go, first quarter. We'll try to keep you posted on some area scores. Beech Grove, Triton Central, a big one. We'll get scores updated at halftime. Merritt now, two receivers to each side. Merritt in the backfield. Now Milt's in motion. Fake handoff. Merritt will take it up the middle and is met immediately by a Mount Vernon tackler, number 38. I'm calling it 38. Kenny Dobbins looks like the guy. Defensive lineman, number 12. Again, very hard to see these Mount Vernon numbers on these black uniforms. We'll do our best to get you the right name. Second down, 10. Still ball on the 13. Merritt, four receivers to the top. Play coming in from the sideline. Snap to Merritt. And he'll go up now with the, kind of tried to go up the middle, bounced it out to the left side, but nothing doing. Shelbyville tried to overload one side, go to the other. Mount Vernon having none of that, and that'll bring up a third and long.
The problem with that is, and we talked about it in the pregame, Mount Vernon's putting 8-9 guys in the box. There's really nowhere for Merritt to go.
And we've seen that, and we've seen that, and it's only going to get worse because teams know Merritt is about all the offense Shelbyville has had since Watson went out with that injury. Miltz in motion, snap to Merritt. It hit Miltz. Merritt able to get it, but quickly brought down as he got about a yard out to the 15. And that's going to bring up a fourth and seven and another punting opportunity here for Shelbyville. Miltz went in motion. The ball was snapped. It deflected off Miltz right to Merritt. But the timing of the play was blown up. Miltz or Merritt nowhere to go. Picked up 2 yards. And Luciano out for his third punt in a row. Luciano, soccer-style kick, gets a good roll out to midfield, and Mount Vernon's defender probably should have picked that up. By letting it go, he lost about 19 more yards. Shelbyville, good roll by Luciano. Mount Vernon will start their next possession from the 31-yard line.
That looked ugly leaving the foot. It was very low, but it worked out very well with the roll.
Luciano been getting good rolls so far as he's been subbing for Tim Clark. Shelbyville football tonight being brought to you by Shelby County Drug Free Coalition. Your ideas are resources, solutions that work. And by McKay Manor, independent living for seniors with safety and security of assisted services. McKay Manor. Pistol formation for Mount Vernon. Harley with Cole in the backfield. This time he'll give to Cole. Sheds one tackler. And Jet Coles is there to clean up after a gain of about 2 yards for the sophomore, Ryland Cole.
Still a lot of game left to be played, but this is a deciding series for Shelbyville on the defensive side. Got to come up with some stops here. Yep.
Need to get off the field and give your offense a chance with some decent field position. And Shelbyville jumps there, and that's going to give Mount Vernon free yardage. Once you jump, you can't go back in high school.
Offside, Shelbyville.
Move them ahead 5 yards, and that'll bring up a second and 3 now from the 37-yard line. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Snap, hand off to Cole, right side. He's got a hole, and there he goes up the sideline. Tackled, made by number 46, Aiden Tong. Had him by the jersey, actually let go of him, but still it was that effort that slowed down the ball carrier and allowed the Shelbyville defenders to come in and finish it up.
The thing about Cole that impresses me is how quick he is. He gets the ball and he finds that hole and hits the second gear.
Well, he gets out to the side quick and around the corner. Shelbyville needs to hold that corner a little bit better, hold that edge. Harley now in the shotgun, Cole to his right, low snap. Harley was able to field it, but a nice job by Shelbyville's Matt Black. He was right on top of that. Quarterback sack all the way back to the 50, and that'll probably be the last play of the first quarter, and that'll move Mount Vernon back, and that is the end of the first. Mount Vernon on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard leads Shelbyville 20-0. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.